Allied Outdoor Solutions has been a show sponsor of ours in our Houston flagship market for almost 20 years now. And it's been fun because they've gone from just a handful of folks to growing and growing and growing, doing beautiful backyard solutions to make your backyard, your front yard, your side yard, your front driveway look like a resort. And over the years, they've added Austin, San Antonio, Dallas. And what the work they do, you can see it for yourself at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com or have them come do it for you. 844-846-1010. 844-846-1010. Oh, Alex Brennan Martin's on the line. Hello, Alex.
Hey, Michael.
It's gumbo season. You're on the air.
It is.
All right. Today's first day of fall. It's gumbo. Are you adding anything to the menu that you didn't have already, or do you do anything special?
Well, we've always got a gumbo on the menu, typically our seafood gumbo. Mm-hmm. But this time of the year, we always add a few others. One of my favorites is the one that Jose Arevalo, who has been at Brennan's as long as I have, Cunas El Salvadorian, he makes what he calls a bayou gumbo, which is alligator sausage and oyster, and it is pretty damn good. It really is. A darker roux than we normally do.
For folks that are cooking a gumbo at home, what are a couple of little simple tricks that they should all use?
Well, first it starts with your roux. Everybody tells you that, and there's a thousand stories. I'm sure y'all have been talking about that. I say it's the stock, right? A lot of people, let's say you're making a shrimp and okra gumbo. I'm a big believer, buy your shrimp or get your shrimp. Make sure you keep the shells. Don't buy them, shells off, and make you a good little shrimp stock. Nothing complicated. Just put some shrimp in a pot and boil it, but cook it down a little bit. I'm a big believer that stock makes the gumbo, and that's so true for a lot of other foods.
Okay. If that's the most important thing, start me off on the dish.
Yeah.
I've walked into the kitchen. Start me out on that dish.
First, you get a pot, a good heavy bottom pot, right? A lot of people go with these light bottom pots, and when you're making your roux, you're going to burn it, you're going to scorch it. Get you a good heavy. You don't have a good heavy bottom pot, go to the store and get you one. Oil, just a little bit of oil in it. Now, what I do at home to make my life a little simple, I toast that flour in the oven. I put it on a sheet pan and just nice and thin, and put it in that oven, and you get it to about half the color you want when you put it in the oil. And I think it just adds a little toastier flavor to it. I don't know that it does, but I like to do it that way. Then in with your vegetables, your holy trinity, of course, go in at that time. Cook them down. I always believe the onions go in a little bit before the celery and the bell pepper. Onions can stand a little longer cooking, and they'll caramelize, too, a little bit and add a little touch of sweetness to it. Let that come together real good in your pot. You don't want to rush those vegetables. And then quick in with whatever you're going to have. If it's going to be a chicken and sausage or a shrimp and okra or whatever you're going to do, let it cook just a little bit there.
Hold right there, Alex. I want to record during the break. Wait right there. We are talking to Alex Brennan Martin, who owns and operates a Houston institution, Brennan's, and who is from the Louisiana food royalty family, the Brennan's family out of New Orleans. We're talking about gumbo. I had to cut you off. So now we've put in our chicken and sausage or our shrimp and okra or whatever we're doing. Go ahead from there.
Yeah, and then let that come together just for a minute or two. You don't want to let it cook too long. And then now to your stock. Add your stock. And watch your thickness. I mean, some people, will like a thinner gumbo. Some people like a little bit thicker gumbo. That just determines how much of your stock you put in. And then you want to taste. And then decide, careful with your seasoning. You can always put more in. You can't take it out. I'm a big fan of seasoning blends. We make a couple of our own proprietary ones that we use. But Tony Chesery's is great. I like Emeril's as well. And add your seasoning. Let it just a little bit at a time and taste as you're stirring it, letting it come together. You don't want to let your shrimp or your okra or your chicken or whatever it is overcook. So this part, some people just, you know, let it cook, go on the stove. To me, let it all come together. That's why you use that stock instead of water, and that gives you the base flavor of whatever it is you're doing, a good chicken stock, a good shrimp stock, or what have you.
Anything you do after?
Out in a bowl.
Yep, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, put it in a bowl with some good fluffy rice and make sure you have your gumbo filet to the side there and top off a little bit. And, you know, of course, you got to have some decent bread to go along with it. You know,
well, let me depends ask you
on
that.
The time do, of day if I'm drinking beer or wine.
Do you have a preference on rice?
You know, we have used for a long time now I'm calling them Imperial. That's sure it was the wrong one. Doggone it. I forget the name. I see the bag in that restaurant. We've used the same one forever and ever. And I golly, why old timers disease kicking in, Michael? I can't call it out of my head.
Is there anything?
You know, but I have.
Is there anything particular to do to the rice to make it more fluffy?
Oh, yeah. Well, don't stir it when you cook it, right? Again, okay, so the way I make rice and the way I was raised making rice, a little oil in the bottom of the pan. Let it get a little bit warm. Drop your rice down in there. Have it coat real well. Some people, before they put the rice in, will put in some real fine chopped onion or something. That's fine if you like it. But let it coat real well in the pot. Then go ahead and cover your rice, that and, another couple fingers, typically. And then I drop in a celery stalk on top just because I like the flavor of the aromatic. Put it. Let it come to a boil on the stove, put a top on it, and then throw the whole thing. I just throw the thing in the oven for about 20 minutes and let it finish in there, and I'll peek every so often. And when you see the water's cooked off, you pick it out, and there you have rice that's never been stirred. It'll be real fluffy, and it'll be real fluffy and nice.
What bread do you like to eat with that?
Yes.
You are the best, my man.
You know, if you can get good French bread, I don't know that there's anything better. But, you know, chicken and sausage jumbo, and somebody's got their mother's recipe for cornbread, that's pretty good, too.
My grandmother made a hot water cornbread that my wife will make as a treat to me in the same skillet. And, Alex, I will tell you something. My wife said, I did not realize how strong your grandmother was until I tried to do what I watched her do, which was grab the handle of that iron skillet and move it from one burner to the other with one hand, her left hand, and she was right-handed. She said, I can't hardly do it with two, and that thing was full. That woman was strong. That was a sturdy stock of woman. Alex, let me ask you real quick. I got about a minute. How's business?
Yes, sir.
Are we recovering? How hard is it to get staff? Or have you come back?
A little bit better on all fronts. Not good anywhere. You know, our weekends are wonderful, but our Monday through Thursday always comes from the downtown hotels, downtown office buildings, and business travel just isn't back yet.
Yeah.
Staff is just a bit better, so we can do a bit more. But we're getting by, and I think it's improving. And slowly but surely, Michael. Slowly but surely, I think is the answer.
Well, you guys are a Houston institution, and you're only as good as your last meal. And every time I'm there, my wife and I say, why has it been 3 months since we've been here? This is every attention to detail from the building, from the parking when you pull up, to the beautiful building, to the hospitality, to the quality of the food, to the free dessert on the way out that I always have to bring back to my secretary. Every time, it is an amazing experience. You guys are incredible. And I'm going to come see you soon. Alex Brennan.
Well, those free desserts are called pralines, not pralines, Michael.
Yes, I know. The word wasn't coming to me. I've got four things going on. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you.
Adios.
That's Alex Brennan Martin.
I have a buddy named Ray Briers, and he owns a company called The Pipe Yard Inc., INC.com. And if you have a project that needs carbon steel pipe, he stocks everything you need. New surplus, secondary, you name it. Rat hole, mouse hole, conductor casing, pipe piles, sign poles, structural, road bores, dredging. If you're buying or selling, you got an abandoned pipeline, wherever, he'll buy it. ThePipeYardInc.com, 409-788-PIPE, 409-788-PIPE.